This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it was very emotional watching this, because what he did is not the figment of his imagination. It is a painful reality at home, in our homes. And I want to say this to the sisters. You are important. Allah loves you. Allah validates you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam validated you also. So you have dignity. For me, it'd be very sad, because I must give you a little background about this conference. A few weeks ago, people that we love said we should cancel it. But we said, no, we're going to go ahead. Through Allah's mercy, we are glad we went ahead. And I could feel and I felt today, whenever we do this, Allah's mercy, the joy of people, the excitement, the anticipation, and the brilliant speeches made by everyone, including me, by the way. In case, you know what I mean? Sign my own autograph book and all, yeah? Right? And the MC, alhamdulillah, everyone. And I'm saying this to you, I don't want to give a long lecture. I know you want me to speak forever. I know it. I'm in demand, darling, babe, right? So really, it's so good, you know, when you can be yourself at home, you know what I mean? Hey, so good, eh? Hey, no affectation and whatnot. If you can come home and tell your baby, how's it, baby? I like it. Hey, how nice. Right? You know, as Sheikh Sadullah, at our age, I told you, stretch your imagination, we pull a muscle also. That's how it goes, by spare body parts in the car there, right? Right? So I want to say this to you. If today you go back, not if you go back, I hope you go back. Today, when you go back, and if you have not been touched by what you have seen, really, why did you come? Why did you come? And I say it and I say it again, the Ummah is bleeding. The Ummah is bleeding. I've never come across the kind of issues that I see now, contestation, father and son, mother and daughter, everyone going in their own direction. In the end, you look at yourself, as Sheikh said, what have you contributed? Hey, what have you contributed? Right? So, how many of you, when you go home, I mean, not when you go home, you're going to be a different individual? Put your hands up. Right? Some of you didn't put your hands up. I'm assuming you're paralyzed. So, oh, no, don't worry about that. Right? And you know, I mean, I'm not saying you must change so much that your spouse doesn't recognize you. Say, darling, I didn't recognize you. You know, darling, love is blind. Did you hear my voice? Love is not deaf, you know, darling. Right. So I want you to do that. And you know what? You know what we need in our homes? We need humor. We need that. We need humor. Hey, don't you want humor? Hey? Hey? Like one person told his wife, you know, darling, I was away for the weekend. I became a magician. She says, well, then you disappear. Why don't you disappear? So really, you need humor at homes, really. Laughter. You know, that's what you need also. Perspective in Islam. The notion when you are a Muslim, you're constipated. You know, you go with your tasbih. And the wife says, hello, darling, don't disturb me. That's me, I'm Muslim. You understand? No, we don't do that. So I'm just, Sajid, you can rather sit. Come, it's warming up, by the way, right? Really, you know what? And we, So anyway, I just got quick 5 pieces of advice for you. Quick five pieces. Number one, if you did not come with your husband, right? If you're sitting next to your husband, tell him, darling, I love you. Say that. And the husband must say, I love you too. And if you're sitting next to someone else's wife, tell her, I'm sure your husband loves you. You know what I mean? I'm not promoting anything here. You know what I mean? I don't be misconstrued. You know what I mean? Right. Say that every day. Be expressive. Be loving. Second thing, very important. And I know issues happen. I know sometimes we disappoint our spouses. Sometimes they hurt you. Sometimes they can be mean. But say, my darling, I forgive you. Now, when your husband tells you, darling, I forgive you. You know, one man said, you know, my wife gets historical. He said, no, using the wrong word. You mean hysterical. No, historical. So what do you mean? He said, when I tell my wife I'm sorry, she'll remind me in 1914, you did this. 1921, you did this. So my wife is historical, right? So, the next important thing is the most important thing. I tell my wife, my darling, my shushu babalina, she likes to travel, you know. One day I told her, I'm taking you out for supper. She got so excited. She said, where? I said, in the veranda. Anyway, I said, okay, my wife likes traveling. And I tell her, darling, I'll take you any part of the world. You take me to one place only. You know where? Jannah. If your relationship with your spouse, no matter how many the creature comforts you have, if she or you cannot help each other to attain Jannah, then your relationship was in vain. Your relationship was in vain. You know, Habib Ali Jafri, may Allah bless him, he wrote a book, The Wayfarer to God, and which I want to publish in this country. So he was doing a program for the sisters in Abu Dhabi. And he said to them, were you sad this week? Were you sad because your husband forgot to buy you a gift? Or were you sad this week because your husband did not get up for Fajr? These are important questions, right? The last two things I want to say to you, I don't like to mention names, but I cannot thank Allah enough that in our community, there are people that are humble, authentic, and generous. You have been enablers. And you know what? Often when you're involved in any kind of work, and Imran, you should know that also, you get your naysayers. Naysayers. The keyboard warriors. You know, my Juma message that I did last week. Every Juma. By Juma, I'll find you, don't worry. Right. Anyway, I like to read it, though, you know. I said, yeah. If you are going to be remembered for, number one, moaning and groaning, two, bad-mouthing and vilifying, three, being the bearer of only bad news, or being a keyboard warrior, then it was a life not worth living. Right? So I want to say to you, my friends, may Allah be pleased with you. May Allah forgive you. May your hearts connect. And each of the speakers, really, these are speakers. I'm humbled by the knowledge. Each one of them, humbled by the knowledge, humbled by the authenticity. I humble by the heart. And I'm saying to you, let today be a beginning of a new day. To those of you who are sitting in a very difficult marriage, leave no stone unturned to make it work. Leave no stone unturned to make it work. The grass is not always greener on the other side. And last but not least, I want you to remember us in your prayers that Allah gives us ikhlas. Speaking is easy. Allah gives us sincerity of purpose. And I want all of you to repeat after me. Will you repeat after me? Would you repeat after me? Right. Say, if I do not change in the next 48 hours, it's unlikely I'm going to change. And tell your neighbor, I'm going to change. I've changed already. Okay, didn't do that, right? Anyway, okay. And Allah be with you. I love you for the sake of Allah. I spent 5 good years in Cape Town, Imran. 5 good years. Alhamdulillah. I know y'all got withdrawal symptoms. You got separation anxiety and all that. What can I do? Right. And in fact, you know, and you must love yourself. Are you beautiful and handsome? Are you not? People tell me, no, Sajid, where's Sajid? He's gone home. Sajid. Right. I must give a moving talk and all, right? So, you know, when people tell me, they may Allah bless them, you know. They tell me, you know, Sheikh, they tell me, Idris, you don't know how happy we are to see you. And every time I look at the mirror, they say the same thing. Hey, he said, hey, Idris, how's it? How's it? No, really, you know what? You see, you have intrapersonal relationship and interpersonal. What do you say to your mind? Do you say to yourself, I'm stupid? Hey, say, I'm cool, man, baby. Yeah, I'm cool. Hey, I'm cool, baby. I'm the man. You understand? You must be positive, right? Hey, and when you are positive, you'll project it to the people outside you, right? I know he don't want me to stop. I told you when I speak, I have a calendar behind me. So no, anyway, right? Allah bless you all. Remember me in your prayers, my father, my mother. May Allah grant them high status in Jannah. Those of you who lost your parents, right? And to all of you, you know, good to see my friend Azir and Razak. Mehta, everyone. I say, I know the guys. I know the who's, right? Anyone else I know, just I'll mention your name. I don't want you to get upset. People are very sensitive these days. He said, I was sitting right in front. He never mentioned my name. You know, it happens. Husband and wife fight. You know, my husband went past me. He never smiled at me. So, and you don't know why she was smiling back at you. You see, you went past me, you never smile. I said, darling, love is blind. I never saw you there. Right, right. Anyway, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I want to thank, you know, Sajid, he came at personal sacrifice here to organize this. And if you saw the kind of program, you know it's done by a professional. Sajid, may Allah bless you, look after you and protect you. And remember, any program you do, you have to invite dynamic speakers like who? All right, he said it. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. MashaAllah, so Uncle Idris is booked for next year and the next 5 years, inshallah. Guys, okay, before we call it a day, you haven't thanked Allah if you haven't thanked the people that have made this possible. So first and foremost, I would like to thank our sponsors. SubhanAllah, a lot of them weren't able to make it here, but they've seen the impact that we try to create and they've supported us in this process. I would also like to thank our partners, mashallah, who over the months and years have actually given us their support. I'd like to thank Hilal TV and every single other person that has made this televised to thousands and thousands of homes around the country. I would like to thank those speakers that have traveled from far distances to be here to share. Sister Halle, thank you very much. Sister Mariam, thank you very much. I'd like to also give my thanks to you from the scholars that weren't able to make it, like Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, like Sheikh Dawood Butt, and a few others that, like Maulana Junaid, for example. Now, these type of events, mashallah, you've seen the benefits, so please share this for the people that you know and the family members as well. However, the person I really like to thank, actually at a very close capacity, is my wife. She, mashallah, has to tolerate me traveling the world without her. See, what it is, she has this policy that if she cannot unpack her suitcase for more than 3 days, she doesn't want to travel. And I'm lucky to be in one city for more than 3 days. So where is my wife? Mashallah. Hello, wifey. Come on. Don't be shy. Come on through. Come on. Oh, you got flowers. Oh, mashallah. Brothers and sisters, my wife Shazia, I'd like to thank her for everything she has done over the last 20 years. But I would also like her to invite somebody very, very special to us, a dear brother and sister that we've kind of taken over their house and squatted recently. So Sister Nadia, please come onto stage. Brother Ashraf, if you're in town as well, please join us. Bismillah, come, don't be shy. Bismillah. Sister Nadia, this is a very, very small token of our appreciation for being a superstar, for managing this event without the support that she needed. But alhamdulillah, oh, here we go, mashallah. The man behind the woman. Or is that the other way around? Mashallah. Brother Ashraf, you don't get the flowers, you just get a hug. Mashallah. Guys, thank you so much for everything that you've done. Wallahi, you are people that we love. And inshallah, whenever you come to Istanbul, you have a home there. And we have your home now as well. So inshallah, in Cape Town. Okay, sure.
I think I want to take this opportunity to say thank you. Sorry if I get emotional. I want to thank Sajid for trusting me to get so deeply involved. At one stage, I was just at the background saying, you know, I will help you, I will help thee. But he trusted me enough to do this. It was hard work, very hard work. But at the end of the day, when we saw the results, we saw the people, we saw the impact, that is what makes a difference to me. That is why I will continue working as hard as I am so that our Ummah can benefit. Inshallah, Ameen. Jazakallah. And I'm just happy they're actually going home because they said they believe that if you stay longer than 3 days in somebody's home, you can squat and take it over. So I'm happy they said we're going to Turkey.
Barakallahu feek, guys. Thank you so much. May Allah reward you and protect you forever. There are also a few other people in the audience that I would really like to thank, and no one more dear than Brother Razak, mashallah. You know, an amazing individual who does so much behind the scenes. Brother Nizam, Sister Sharifa, who've always been there supporting us over the years as well, and everybody else. Now, before I say goodbye and, you know, say farewell to you, inshallah, we just let you know we had 1,020 or so people that came through the door today. So, mashallah, it's been a nice, productive turnout. Inshallah, it will only grow. And we had 9 couples that are potential marriage spouses for one another. So make dua for them, inshallah. You know, may Allah make it easy for them on their journey and everything. So without further ado, assalamu alaikum from me. I would like to invite Qari Nadeem onto stage to say a dua before we close. Look after yourself. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.